Moving on, the UK has refused to rule out airstrikes against Takfiri terrorists in Iraq amid militant threats that a British hostage is going to be their next victim.
We're aware, of course, of the rescue attempt that took place some time ago, unfortunately unsuccessfully. You wouldn't expect me to discuss the various options that we will be considering, but I can assure you that we will look at every possible option to protect this person.
The British Foreign Secretary made the comments after Prime Minister David Cameron chaired an emergency meeting following the execution of a second U.S. journalist by ISIL militants. In a video showing the severed head of Stephen Sutloff, a mass militant warned that a British man identified as David Cawthorne Haynes would be the next victim to be beheaded. Nargis Mobalaghi is our correspondent in London who joins us. She's been following this story closely. Nargis, I'm assuming now that we've seen two beheadings taking place, that there's a lot of options there being mulled. If and were this third to take place, this would not favor well for the UK as a power. So what types of decisions are being made? Do you have any details behind that? And, of course, the emergency session that's being held right now with David Cameron present there.
Well, we know that Britain does not pay ransom to hostages, like many countries in the world. So when Philip Hammond there was saying all options are on the table, or they're looking at all options, we know that's certainly not one. It doesn't bode well to see these two American citizens being executed, and it would not be surprising to see the third British man, unfortunately, come to the same fate. But we must contextualise why these particular killings are important, because ISIL has been killing and beheading and executing many, many thousands of people. These particular individuals have become newsworthy because of their citizenship, because one was a journalist, because one had a US soldier as a brother, and for other reasons. That, of course, changes the rhetoric of British politicians and American politicians. Diplomatically, as crude as it may sound, it provides them a legitimate reasoning and impetus for further military action, one that they might possibly not have had to the liking of public opinion if these executions had not taken place. But beyond that, I don't think it changes too much what Britain and America are doing. It's the eve of the NATO summit that we're taking place in Wales here, Thursday and Friday. This is going to be the top topic now, hitting off Russia and the UK for the top spot. This is really going to, there's going to have to be some serious discussion as to what is to be done. You can see and you can hear from politicians that they are scared to have a Western-led intervention. They want to avoid that, especially when it comes to Iraq. And Iraq is now on the forefront, Syria almost an afterthought now. They're talking about getting a coalition together to fight ISIL. This now is the new rhetoric. And how quickly do they forget that it was entities like ISIL that they were supporting in the last few years in Syria? And those countries and commentators and experts, including Britain's own intelligence service, who have been warning for years since Syria broke and we saw the violence starting for many years now, that this will happen, that this is exactly what will happen. The British government and the US government knew that this would happen. Their own intelligence services were saying that this will happen. So the sense that I get is actually a lot of this hard talk we're getting is for the cameras. It's just diplomatic speak behind the cameras. They're trying to find a way to do what they need to do to protect their citizens, but keep their ultimate political agendas in mind as well. And it's very tricky business. And the truth is that it's not just these two Americans and this one British hostage. It's thousands of people, tens of thousands, that have been brutally killed by ISIL, and they continue to be so.
And finally, quickly, if you can, so are we to expect, for example, an announcement, another announcement by Philip Hammond as to what they may do or not when it comes to this hostage, this British hostage?
I think the main announcements we're going to get now is coming out of the NATO summit. It starts Thursday morning. This is the biggest and highest level meeting that's ever been held in Britain, the most number of foreign leaders in one place. There will be the discussions. Barack Obama is in town, David Cameron, all the NATO leaders. Turkey, very important here, because so many of these foreign fighters go through Turkey, a NATO member. There's going to be discussions, and it's assumed now that the main things we'll be hearing about ISIL and this whole situation will be coming out of those world leaders, or the NATO leaders at least, in the summit on Thursday morning.
Very well. Thank you very much for that. Nagus Mobalaghi there talking to us from London.